This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, I think there's something to go on today. I don't know what it is. Oh, I think it's this. Everybody, stand by.
Trick-or-treat for Halloween. When the pumpkin shells pass, evil smell. Your little white house turns green.
Yeah, your little white teeth turn green, too, if you're going to do all of that garbage.
But we have fluoride. What are you worried about, right?
Right, extra fluoride with the green food coloring and super sugar candies. It's Halloween, for those of you listening live on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Something we don't do a lot of. I mean, I like to give out organic non-GMO foods, and then the kids, you know, they do horrible things to your house when you do that. So what are you going to do? Make some homemade organic Reese's peanut butter cups. Can you do that? Maybe that'd be something people would like.
If you not do, sure. Send some to me. That's one of my weaknesses right there.
Well, my buddy Paul came to the rescue. Paul Bertier, you know, from Synergy Science. He's going to be on tomorrow's show. But he came by today to rescue us with our 200-pound pumpkin because my hand is gimpy since I injured it over the weekend. And, you know, the kids carved something from, I think, Fairy Tale. I'm guessing that's what it is because my daughter says that's what it is, a symbol from Fairy Tale. And my son did something from one of his shows or video games. I don't know. And then the cutest thing I liked was that they carved the pie symbol for 3.14 so that the whole thing could be considered a pumpkin pie. And that's been rolled out to the front now, so at least there's something fun to look at, a big 200-pound jack-o'-lantern. Although if you don't make a face, is it still considered a jack-o'-lantern if you just do any kind of carving and put a candle in it?
That's a very, very good question, because a jack-o'-lantern, I believe, is supposed to have the face on it, so I guess technically it would just be a carved pumpkin.
Carved pumpkin? Okay. So that's what we got. It's sort of semi-festive. But anyway, my wife says you should have played Pour Some Sugar on Me for Halloween, right?
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
Which would have been better, actually, than eating the sugar.
So?
Don't pour some sugar in me. No, on me. Because people do that. You can do like a sugar mask. Apparently it doesn't absorb the same way and something does something to you. I don't know.
Right.
Done with honey or different things like that. But anyway, Grandpa Super Don, you're going to take the grandkids out trick-or-treating tonight?
Yeah. I've got currently in my living room is a Ninja Turtle, a Power Ranger, and a puppy dog waiting to go trick-or-treating.
Now, you have dogs. Are they the real dogs or one of your grandkids?
No. This would be a granddaughter. The 7-month-old is a puppy dog tonight, so they are waiting. Grandpa, are you done? Are you done yet?
So, well, you know what? The good news is you're going to be done a little early tonight.
This is true.
Yeah. And the reason is, boys and girls, is our good buddy, well, you know him, Ty Bollinger. We're going to go outside the box as we do every Wednesday at this time, second hour of the show. But he's going to be watching Luther, and no, not Lex Luthor, a movie about Martin Luther and the Reformation of the Church, because they don't do Halloween. So he's going to be, well, we are actually recorded earlier today. So we've got a second hour that's in the can already, but it's a fantastic hour. And we, for those of you watching on YouTube, I'm going to stick with it, talk to you on the break, so I won't abandon you, okay, on Halloween night. Although we might get abandoned, you know, my studio is right near the front door, so I don't know if the trick-or-treaters are going to throw stuff at me on radio. We'll find out what happens there with that.
All right.
So I'm not sure. Anyway, so what's our first story about? Is it about forgetting all about Halloween?
Well, I suppose in a roundabout way, it could be described that way. We got a couple of stories having to do with dementia this evening.
Yeah, so let's start with the we're not prepared. We're not prepared, and in fact, you know, at Halloween, let's play it all the way out. We're doomed! It's a disaster! It's too late! We're all, play it up, because Halloween's supposed to be scary. But this is a real scare. A real scare. The headline reads, we're not prepared for the coming dementia crisis. Right? The fact that they know they're not prepared, not going to help a whole lot. Because the things that they're going to recommend from the allopathic, scary modern medicine societies are not going to be very helpful at all. And we'll get into that. But their way into this story about dementia is a snarky, hey, you played the lottery, tried to become a billionaire. Your chance of winning the lottery was 1 in 300 million. And you have this unrealistic, positive expectation that you're going to win the lottery. Compare that to the reality that at 65 years of age, you may have a 1 in 10 chance of developing dementia. Or at 85, your odds increase to 1 in 3. So from 1 in 300 million to win the lottery to 1 in 3 that you'll get dementia. Now, does anybody else see something wrong with the way this story is being told? Because I certainly do. And it relates to randomity, the indication that dementia is, well, you drew the wrong ticket. You got the short straw. I'm so sorry. It's your bad luck. A black cat walked across your path. You stepped under a ladder. You stepped on a crack. You understand the mythology here? It's like witchy and just, who knows? It's just, sorry, your genes were bad. That's the idea. It's like you're lucky, you're unlucky. And they're trying to say that, you know, 1 out of 10 of you are going to be unlucky by the age of 65, 1 in 3 by the age of 85. Now, granted, you know, my mom I brag about all the time at almost 85. She's not going the dementia route. She may be hard of hearing at times, and that can happen. But she's not on any modern medical drugs. She's eating organic primarily, non-GMO food. She goes out dancing. She had a little dental work this week. She's talked about it with all y'all in the YouTube chat room. But it's not going to be because of luck or unluck that she got dementia. It would be because she had mercury amalgams. Or if she would get the flu shot every year. Or if she was lacking in 100% whole food selenium every day. The kind of things we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Chromium, magnesium, silicon, or silica. These are the realities in terms of if you lack those minerals in the food you're getting or the supplements you're taking, if they're indeed food. If you lack those things. It isn't about you got unlucky. It's about you didn't know. Either you were ignorant or maybe you were arrogant. You thought, well, I don't have to eat well. I've got modern medicine. I've got great insurance. I've got Medicare. You've got Medicaid because you're poor. And that's going to save you? No. What does modern medicine have for you? They're arguing, hey, you know what? If we could just get to those 5.7 million Americans with Alzheimer's earlier. Well, it's too late for them. Now we got to figure out how to care for them. We don't know how to care for them because it's already bankrupting the system that doesn't work for them. They didn't count on that when they started Medicare, Medicaid. These are socialism-type systems. They are indeed that. By the way, how many of you Republicans out there are calling for the abolition of Medicare and Medicaid? You won't and you can't because it's untenable because America has devolved into socialism. And you Republicans, granted, yes, President Trump, not big fan of socialism, but even he's not calling for the abolition of socialism in America, in reality. He's slowing it down. He's tapping the brakes. So, because if the Democrats were here, it'd be all over. Bernie Sanders and the like, socialized medicine. Guess what? Look over my left shoulder if you're watching on YouTube to see what that will bring you. The third leading cause of death required. Obamacare. It will be back when the Democrats take over. Just faster, that's all. So, dementia. They said if we could early diagnose dementia, we could save $7.9 trillion in medical costs over multiple years and provide care tailored to the needs of the patient. Really? What would that care involve? Since you modern medical mafia, I don't want to cuss. I really don't, even though it's Halloween. But I feel it. Because what they're going to do, what do they got? Do any of them promoting the use of magnesium? Any of them promoting selenium? Any of them promoting chromium and silicon? Any of them promoting B complexes, essential fatty acids, CBD? Any of them promoting cannabidiol to prevent and reverse dementia? Not happening anywhere in the mainstream medical mafia, not in Medicare, not in Medicaid. So, diagnosis early, that means they're going to give you drugs that supposedly, they claim, to slow the progression of the disease that is not caused because you're unlucky. But it is caused because you worshipped at the altar of pharmaceutical mysticism for much of your life. You believed them when they said mercury in your teeth, silver fillings, not much silver, a lot of mercury, was safe. You believed them when they said vaccines were safe and effective and that it didn't matter that there was mercury in those shots, now aluminum. You believed them when they said, you know what, your emotional imbalance is due to a lack of fluoride. Let's give you some, what, Prozac, fluoride-based drugs. You believed them when you thought, when they said fluoride was going to protect your teeth, and you continued to drink the fluoride, which increased the uptake of heavy metals coming in through the pipes or anywhere else. The reason we have a dementia crisis that is a disaster already, not in the future, when they say we're not prepared for the coming dementia crisis, you're not prepared for what has already arrived. Now, if you're a regular listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you know how to deal with this. By the way, another contributing factor to dementia, loneliness. A massive study shows that loneliness is also a contributing factor. So it's not just a pure physiological disease, but there are emotional components. Part of it, what I say is, of course, if you're lonely, you're not around people, you're not exercising your not socialistic, like socialism muscles, but muscles that involve engaging the mind, the brain, the voice, all of those things that when you don't use them, they atrophy. But there are other issues associated with loneliness, which is a self-perceived subjective thing, because my wife could, you know, tuck away in the house and not go out and talk to anybody, and she's just fine. She doesn't feel lonely at all. Other people, if they're not around 100 people in a day, they feel lonely. So what is loneliness to you? If you have somebody to talk to, I don't mean necessarily in social media. I mean really. Physically connect. That's important. Super Don, you told me before we went on the air that this is going to be the boon for the robot revolution. Everybody's going to have a robot. If you're lonely, they'll send it to you. Medicaid will cover it. For the poor robots out there. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go. Stand by.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, rocking the old world on this Halloween evening, wherever you are. If you enjoy it, just enjoy it for the fun that it can be. I know a lot of people will take it so seriously because of, you know, the demonic roots, apparently, or pagan roots. But, of course, you got to take everything in perspective, right? You can look at certain things like Christmas trees, pagan rituals, right, adopted. Again, the spirit of it, if there is a spirit of it, woo, spirits, boo, scary. There's more scary things to be had the other 364 days of the year from modern medicine. Yep, that's the real scary stuff. In fact, that's the real demonic stuff. And that's the thing I talk about when I, you know, when I'm invited to a church or a synagogue or some house of worship to speak. I talk about the real scary stuff, the real stuff of the negative power. Is coming from your doctor, right? So you can have a silly time on Halloween and you know, take it lightly, not too seriously. And yeah, you can get by with that. But again, whatever your belief about that, I'm not digging on you. I'm digging on the fact that most religious people still worship their doctor. I don't know if that's true to say most, because I haven't done a double-blind, placebo-controlled scientific survey, Super Don. So if you need to call me out on an all or none scenario, you feel free to do so.
I wasn't going to play the role of Skip Duck there. I wasn't prepared to do that. So sorry.
Okay. Well, that's all right. Yeah, that was the treat part because there was no trick involved here. But if you eat a lot of the garbage that they're dishing out tonight on Halloween, you could end up with high blood pressure, and I might have to.
Yeah, well, I don't want to sound like a d***, but I told you so.
I told you so.
What else am I going to do? I've been telling you for years. High blood pressure. especially when it's in the realm of just barely over the edge, when they say, this is high blood pressure, because they keep lowering it. They want more of you on the drugs that will end up destroying your kidneys. We've covered that. Lung issues, who knows where else it's going to go. Well, there's a scientific study now that says Robert was right. That's it. The scientific study is titled, Robert was right again. Am I right about that, Super Don? Or is that a Halloween exaggeration?
No, you're wrong. Well, no, that is not the title of the study. But
it should be. It should be.
It might as well be. And we got to give props to the scientists. Mm-hmm. If they even exist, because I don't know. You know, the scientists here in the U.S. just pretend like science doesn't exist anywhere else. But this was a study done in Britain.
Yeah, and our friends in the UK Health Radio, pay attention.
They found out that the U.S. Was wrong.
What were we wrong
about?
The U.S.
was wrong. Well, you know, we covered this. I want to say I should have checked, but I think it was like a year ago-ish, mm-hmm. where they changed the high blood pressure numbers.
Right, brought them down.
To where I think they just like bumped them up like 10, you know, digits or so, but what it did was it caused a whole bunch of people, like millions of people in the U.S. suddenly now have high blood pressure when they didn't yesterday, right?
Yeah.
No, you've got high blood pressure now. So now when you go to the doctor, they check your blood pressure, and they're like, oh, you need blood pressure medication.
Right, right. So yeah. we broaden the net, or maybe we narrow the holes in the net, we catch more people. And then we drug more people. We make more money, said Big Pharma. And here's the study. It says no benefit to treatment for low-risk mild hypertension, analysis suggests. Study in Britain found no benefits to prescribing drugs for patients with low-risk mild hypertension, contrary to the U.S. Medical Group's new guideline. Yay, Brits, go get them, Britannia, right? We may have said to the king, pound sand, we're sharting our own country, but I'm giving you props on this story. Treating people with mild hypertension with those drugs shows no benefit in prevention of cardiovascular issues, including heart attacks. And this was published, of all places, in the Journal of the American Medical Association. And it's a study of over 38,000 patients. It's not a small study here. So when we talk about blood pressure issues, we here talk about silicon deficiency. Once again, silica deficiency. Because without the silicon, your blood vessels are going to be more rigid. They're going to be less supple and elastic. Strength, silica. Elasticity, silica. That's one potential cause of hypertension, silica deficiencies. We talk about the lack of essential fatty acids, EFAs, fats of all kinds, protecting the cells, the cell membranes, all of these things. We talk about minerals, chromium being critical for the liver, selenium, critical for the liver. Why do I come back to the liver? Because when the liver is congested, the blood can be sludgy. Things that are supposed to be bound and excreted, then sent out through the colon or maybe the kidneys, are going to be circulating through the system if your body type is one that is vulnerable in a circulatory sort of way. You need some heart help? Hawthorn berry, God's medicine for the heart. Keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll keep your blood pressure down unless I tell it to go up. No, I wouldn't do that.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
USA Radio News.
President Trump said he is prepared to deploy as many as 15,000 troops to the U.S.-Mexico border in anticipation of a Central American caravan heading towards the United States. General Stanley McChrystal on sending troops to the border.
I would urge real caution here. I would urge, you know, we've got some time before the convoy gets here. We've got to decide how we want this to play out. It's a chance for the United States to show our values in very overt way.
President Trump is holding one of his Make America Great Again rallies tonight. This one will be held in Fort Myers, Florida. Now, the president will also be stumping for Ron DeSantis, who's running to be the next governor of Florida. Republican Congressman Ron DeSantis joined Fox Business and said he believes,
at the end of the day, I think we're clearly better off today, you know, than we were a couple years ago in terms of economic opportunity.
The Dow was up 241 points. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending. If you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Rocking the health world 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, here on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication, GCNlive.com. Later available as an archived podcast. I guess they call it that. It's a radio show that becomes a podcast. I still don't get those definitions, but it also is available to you on iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn and SoundCloud and UK Health Radio. Hello to our friends in Britain, silly Brits. You got a good story last segment. I hope you go back to it. Also, of course, on YouTube. And occasionally we have segments that we'll put up on Brighteon, which was formerly known as Real.Video. And the latest Brighteon is our interview from yesterday with Eric Frame. Did I say that right, Superdon?
You got it. Yep.
I kept saying Flame. But he's Flame. Going up. He's going up to Flame Out. What's the guy's name? Who's he?
Richard Pan
against? Yeah, Dickie
Richard Pan.
Yes. Yeah. You see, the flame under the pan makes the pan ran. How about that? A little Dr.
Okay.
Seuss for you.
There you go.
So,
with green eggs and ham.
Why not? Throw that in there as well. It's Halloween. Why not? We're going to talk about the lack of brains in many people that promote, you know, just this unquestioning loyalty to a syringe containing things you wouldn't put in a baby's bottle. Which leads me to this update.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort.
Stomach, lymph nodes, gallbladder,
appendix,
ovaries, tonsils,
breast, uterus.
You forgot brains. You didn't put brains in there because they've removed them from Senator Richard Dickey Pan. With his insane loyalty to the money coming from Big Pharma, he promoted this agenda. Body part removal service? No, we're talking about parental removal service. We're removing parents from the authority position to say yay or nay on whether doctors or nurses can inject their children with toxic medicaments and poisons that you wouldn't put in a baby's bottle. This is the body part removal service I'm talking about. They've already removed it from many pediatricians. Their brains, gone. As evidenced by their unquestioning, anti-intellectual stance that vaccines are safe and effective, and the science is settled, and that anybody who questions anything about it, or the fact that nearly $4 billion, with a B, dollars has been paid out since the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program went into effect that alleviated all liability from the makers of vaccinations and placed it in a taxpayer-supported account, that when your child is injured or killed, you have to visit that special master of the government and plead and beg, please, can I have a little bit of money to correct the problem that can never truly be corrected, especially if the child has been taken from you in terms of his life is lost or her life is lost due to vaccine-induced diseases or death. Yes, this is the scary Halloween topic. It doesn't get any scarier in reality than this. That licensed physicians with medical degrees that go into government, like Senator Richard Dickey Pan, actually succeed in overwhelming the people, in this case of California, if they realized it would happen there. It did. Because of a phony freak-out scare of measles in Disneyland that led to the PR campaign that would elicit an angst and anger, trepidation and fear of those of you moms and dads out there who don't want your kids vaccinated. Or even if you question one of those vaccines or multiple. The body part removal service, it is already delivered and done by the time your pediatrician adopts the CDC's vaccine policy as provided by ACIP, A-C-I-P. Super Don, how do you grade that transition or bridge from the body part removal service song to something we didn't have planned?
You are a professional. I just got to give you the props. You made it work.
Here's what I want you to do. If you haven't figured out what costume you're wearing, I know it's a bit late. Maybe you do this next year. You dress as Senator Richard Dickey Pan as his pediatrician personality. You wear scrubs. You get the thing. What you do, though, is you have the top of your head taken out and you're holding your brain on, you know, under your arm.
And you run down the street, right?
Especially if you see Del Bigtree or any mom or dad who's been impacted by vaccines, their children have been injured or killed. So there you go. That's the Halloween costume maybe for next year after Eric Frame whips the tar out of that. Okay, I've said enough, haven't I, Senator Pam? Okay, send him home. Send him packing. I'd say send him back into pediatrician world. He probably would go there, but I'm scared for the children who would actually be brought to him by the parents who are so ignorant that they would take their kids to someone like that. But maybe he would do less harm if he wasn't a senator in California. So what are the real reasons, Super Don, that parents are refusing HPV vaccination for their children?
Well, you know, for the longest time, you used to see this a lot in the news when the debate over this was really up there in the news. parents were saying they didn't want to give their kids the HPV vaccine because they were worried that if they did, it would cause their children to become more sexually active and promiscuous, because the logic was, hey, I got this vaccine so that I won't get a sexually transmitted disease, so now it's okay for me to have sex.
Right.
Which, you know, I can understand why somebody might be concerned about that if that's the way that it was explained to the child, that you know, what it did. But it turns out that they did a recent survey and found that now parents are more concerned about the safety of the vaccine than they are about their kids becoming sexually active. So I was looking at that. I was going, you know, that's kind of a big turnaround.
Because that is a big switch.
I think so. And I guess the positive way to look at this would be to say that perhaps now the parents have become more educated on the situation and are understanding that there is a safety concern involved.
Yeah. You know, it just occurred to me. Again, this is a morose thought, honestly. But it's Halloween. This is the time to have morose thoughts, isn't it?
Okay.
You talk about the HPV vaccine. You remember those early things? It's like the leftists who worship at the vaccine altar, they would say, oh, you Christian conservatives, you're anti-science. You don't want this HPV shot because you're afraid your kids will be sexually active. They try to say, well, your kids probably already are, right? Like, it was like a badge of honor for them to say something like that. And I'm thinking, you know what? Think about this. Why haven't they investigated and thrown money into vaccines for different STDs or STIs, right? Where's the gonorrhea vaccine? Where's the, I don't know, the syphilis vaccine, for instance? And here's my answer to that, because they know their vaccines don't work. And it would be so obvious if somebody got those STD vaccines and then went out and had wanton sex, you know, regardless of any of these issues. And of course, they would still suffer from those same sexually transmitted infections. Because it isn't about the antibody. Just because you have the antibody, you dive in and you live a debauchery type of lifestyle. You eat the Halloween candy all of the time. You take antibiotics all of the time. You get every shot that they want you to get all of the time. You eat GMO foods. You have heavy metals. It doesn't matter that you have an antibody. The whole theory is bunk. Because you can develop an antibody to a naturally acquired infection, like chickenpox. And if your immune system is weakened enough through stress and diet and lifestyle in adulthood, even though you had the honest to God chicken pox, you could still suffer from shingles caused by the very same virus. Now, some of you would argue, well, that's just because your immune system has Alzheimer's. Like what? You think your immune cells forget? Well, they do with the vaccines, Robert. Don't you know you have to get a booster shot because it just wears out. It wears off. I'm like, wait a second, where did the whole idea of antibodies for life come from then? You're immune for life. Where did that come from? Antibodies are it. It's the Holy Grail. No, it's not. It's a lie. It's a lie. They've been lying to us. And then Richard Dickey Penn gets away with championing the SB277 in California to promote this idea that, man, if everybody was vaccinated, herd immunity would kick into gear and all of these diseases would be wiped out. Never mind the chronic diseases that become rampant and regular in every child in America just about. I was one of those children, Gen X, where I was the rare one. Now, it's rare not to have a chronic disease as a child. HPV vaccine, yeah, it's dangerous. Damn right it's dangerous. That's a scary Halloween thing. Dress as Cervarix or Gardasil. Then all children should be running from that. Do we have a secondary vaccine story here? I think we do. Looking at
this. Yes, we do. The secondary story here, this is a good, I think it's a good article out of vaccineimpact.com.
Ooh, this is to my point. This is to my point. They don't have to remove the brains of Dr. Pan. You just have to have a medical school education, and that's enough. Now, part of it is a disruption of your normal brain function, your intellectual integrity, your cognitive thinking skills, your critical thinking skills. They are drummed out of you in medical school, because if you start asking about vaccines in medical school, you will not survive medical school. So you will just put your head down, your pharmaceutical blinders on, and repeat after me. Vaccines are safe and effective. Vaccines save lives. Vaccines save millions of lives. Anybody who questions vaccines is an anti-vaxxer. Anybody who questions the safety of even one vaccine is an anti-vaxxer and should be shunned. You should not see them even. You should kick them out of your practice. And so if you look at this article about what doctors learn about vaccines in medical school, their medical curriculum, there are a number of physicians, honest to goodness physicians, who are on the record saying, we learned nothing. Nothing about vaccines. They didn't talk about the ingredients, nothing about the ingredients. They just told us to say, follow the CDC. Yeah.
Yeah, the toxicology that's, you know, involved there, apparently. And these are professors. They've got quotes here from doctors and professors and PhDs and stuff, basically saying that when they were in school, they just weren't taught this kind of stuff. So there wasn't the ability to develop an opinion, right?
Mm-hmm.
An educated opinion on the subject just wasn't there. Because it wasn't something that they were inserted. They were just told vaccines are good for you. They save lives.
Paul right? Offit, prophet, vaccine prophet, when he comes out and says parents are not qualified, you go to Google, you're not qualified. You know, listen, PubMed's on there. You can read any of this stuff. And the fact of the matter is doctors are not qualified to speak on the issue of vaccination based on their medical school curricula and training. Unless they go out beyond it, and I don't mean pharmaceutically conflicted, moneyed interest in terms of what you're taught. I'm talking about digging into the research and finding out that you doctors were lied to as well. Not just you and me, but all the doctors out there lied to as well. The question is, will you wake up in time to save your mortal soul or your immortal soul, depending on your perspective?
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, tomorrow we are going to be live at the Redmond Heritage Farm Store in Orem, Utah. We'll be broadcasting live for the first 90 minutes of the show. The last 30 minutes of the show, I've got Paul Barrettero, and oh man, the most exciting news ever. Finally here, officially, the frequencies we've been talking about with the Echo water machines now. And we're going to talk about all the things you can do to turn your water into something even beyond the hydrogen that's there and the purification that's already there. Very, very exciting. Including those of you who already have Echo machines, there are ways to retrofit them we'll talk about. Or if you want a new machine with this technology in it, there's a program where you can also upgrade. So, folks, tomorrow, last half hour of the show, very exciting what we're going to be revealing. In the meantime, I hope you all can come out of the Redmond Heritage Farm Store. That's November 1st. The 7th, which is a Wednesday, the next week, I'll be live at the Redmond Heritage Farm Store in Salt Lake City, Sugar House, they call it, I believe. And that's exciting. So we got some cool stuff happening in the mountains. With that, Super Don, we've got another Halloween decoration story. You know, we don't do enough Halloween decoration stories, right? We need to do, is there a word called decoupage? What's decoupage? Is that a word? I just
decoupage?
Made that up.
Decoupage?
Is there something, is there a word like that?
Yeah, it's, it's kind of a.
Is it like potpourri? Maybe we can turn this decoration into potpourri. I don't know, I don't think that would be good. You're going to look that up
for me? The art of decorating an object by gluing colored paper cutouts onto it in combination with special paint effects, gold leaf, and other decorative elements.
Well, how about if we use dead bats instead?
Well, apparently some people, I'd love to give you points for having an original thought.
Yeah.
But apparently somebody's already doing this. Now, have you heard, obviously you've heard of eBay.
Yeah.
And then you've got Facebook Marketplace, and there's also something called Etsy. Well, apparently all three of these places, you can go and actually buy a real dead bat for about $50. Yes.
$50. Look, you could buy a cheap plastic bat from China for 99 cents. Why would you get a real dead bat? That sounds a little scary.
Yeah, maybe you want a good quality dead bat. But In any case, these bats have been mounted in these like weird, but in kind of a weird way, they look kind of cool. These wall hangings, or they could sell them suspended inside lanterns. And one, I guess, was even like fashioned into like a hair clip that you could wear in your hair for like a Halloween costume or something like that.
But are these bats ethically and sustainably sourced?
I do not have the answer to that question.
And also, if you've got a taxidermist, I'm hoping that they're really... I mean, you know, bats can sometimes be carriers of rabies. And if they don't really... I don't know how they preserve them in formaldehyde or whatever they're doing, but I think there'd be a problem there. Is any government agency trying to save us from the dead bat decoration?
You know, listen, we talked earlier in the week about the CDC being concerned about dressing your chicken in a Halloween costume.
We did.
And they corrected that. They said, we don't have a problem with you dressing your chicken as long as you don't make out with the chicken. But now they've come out and they've said, we do not like the idea of people using dead bats for Halloween decorations.
All right.
Because they're worried about diseases. Now, the chicken thing, I didn't quite agree with. This one, though,
might agree.
You know...
Well, this could be a backdoor way of promoting rabies vaccines, though. I mean, they could be like secretly hoping that you do get this, and then they'll have a rabies scare, and they'll say, everybody get your rabies shot. And, of course, we can deal with that differently. But regardless, I'm not going to diss on the CDC for once. I mean, it's not the worst thing that they've done to say, hey, be careful of dead bat Halloween decorations.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah,
apparently,
right.
I guess people don't want the fake bat. They want the real bat.
It's a real bat. All right, folks.
Yeah.
Well, if you go to robertscottbell.com, you can see all of the links in the show notes, including to this story. If you really want to see these pictures, maybe that's what you want next year for your decorations. I'm just going with the 200-pound pumpkin. I'll sit with that. In fact, I could sit in it. It's so big. And we'll see where it goes. Now, second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Ty Bollinger. Outside the Box. It's going to be a great hour. Stick with us. Links are in the show notes. And if you haven't yet seen the picture, this is a Halloween picture if there ever was one. It's like the giant from the circus and the little midget. You see the picture Super Don put out there? It's Ty Bollinger and his big guns, and it's me and my little guns. And you'll see the juxtaposition of the size. He's massive. He's big. He's not a girly man. Oh, wait, you can't say that anymore.
You said midget and girly man. Come
on. But if you dress up as a girly man and you're a man today, it doesn't matter. They don't care. But that is a form of cultural appropriation. Well, I'll leave it at that. Y'all, remember, Halloween is... the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEMACAM84M of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.